The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And I believe God has shown me that if we will release a river of life, a river of transforming love and transforming truth, we can see the greatest spiritual awakening in the history of the world. Betty, I believe it is possible to bring billions of people to a personal relationship with Jesus in a very short period of time.
James and Betty share their heart's desire to reach the masses with the gospel of Jesus Christ next on Life Today.
I'm so glad you're joining us. I'm James Robison, Betty, my wife of 62 years. And I have spent most of our married life for putting God's arms around the hurting and the helpless. And it started out just in local churches and cities all over America, 600 citywide crusades. Billy Graham encouraging me and helping me. And then I got to help Franklin and actually got to encourage him as he launched to Samaritan's Purse, and we've been one of his very faithful supporters. I think he's one of the greatest people on the planet. And all of the Graham family, I've been able to be a part of their lives, and they've been encouragers to me. But Betty and I have been really putting God's arms around people now for the last 30 to 40 years. The first 30 to 40, I was doing the Stadium and Coliseum Crusades and winning millions of people to the Lord. But when God sent me literally to the third world, we then began to put arms around millions of people, but we began to lead more people to the Lord in a year than I had led to the Lord in 10 years in the Crusades, because we were having missionaries that had literally resurrected the dying and shown them the power of love, not just in a message, but in demonstration. And we were just winning millions all over the third world. And it's just an amazing thing. And Betty, one of the things that while we're doing all this, God began to show me what he wanted to do in the last days. And we are 80 years old, and we're definitely living in our last days. If we live to be 100, we've lived 80% of our life. If you are 60, you've lived 60% of your life if you go to 100. And most people don't get that far. So we're living in our last days. Most of the people who are past 40 or 50, they realize we're in trouble and we need a miracle. And the miracle that we need is a supernatural spiritual awakening. And I believe God has shown me that if we will release a river of life, a river of transforming love and transforming truth, we can see the greatest spiritual awakening in the history of the world. Betty, I believe it is possible to bring billions of people to a personal relationship with Jesus in a very short period of time. Well, what we need to do is we need to stream the river of life. Years ago, God showed me how you can take the power of a river. Let's just say like the Colorado River. The Colorado River was flowing water everywhere. And of course, it had natural tributaries, and they would be lush areas. But the idea of holding that river back, damming it, like Boulder Dam, like other big dams, but to hold it and then release it under control and then direct the water to the thirstiest areas on the planet. You can take a totally barren desert and turn it into one of the most luxurious, beautiful places and oasis on the planet. You can see that in places like Arizona, all around Phoenix. I was in Phoenix when it was like a desert, and then I saw it just explode. Life everywhere. You put water on a fertile field, and you get the most beautiful crops. You give it to your wildlife and to your animals and everything that we need, and it makes it better. So think about this. Jesus is the water of life. We can release the water of life to in tributaries directed to the most barren areas in greatest need, to the most potentially productive areas in the world, to areas where if they have water, it'll explode. And that's the same thing that we can do with the truth that transforms. Yes. Betty, God gave me a vision years ago to launch what would be called The Stream. And that stream would be the stream of living water proclaimed in demonstration through our lives and through our messages, proclaimed by the churches, not just in a sermon, but in the testimonies of lives that have been transformed and living water is flowing freely through us so that everything we touch, we have a positive effect on it. And the Lord has just given me such a burden to build it. I launched the stream years ago, and I wanted to wait for God to show us the people and then raise up the people that would finance it so that we could build it to the point that every person on earth could access it. And this has to be not a television channel, but a free marketing. And I don't even understand all that's going on in the high-tech world today. But I do know that you can stream a message that everybody can have access to, no matter where they are. So we could take the transforming truth of God's gospel, love, and life to the whole world through what I'm referring to as a stream, the stream. Father, I know you put this on our heart. And as you raised up people that would drill freshwater wells, that would feed the starving, that would take care of those that sexually abused, that would do surgeries like cleft palate on children, all these areas of need, your people have put your arms of love around those in need, and they have become a miracle, a transforming, life-giving miracle of love. We need that now, and we want to stream your truth in transforming power to every ear, every person on this planet. Lord, give us that kind of prayer warrior and that kind of support in Jesus' name. Amen. Betty, we've watched God work miracles of love through people who are willing to support the transforming power of the gospel of the kingdom. I'm praying God will raise up people to help us right now.
I do too. And you know, if you allow God to run His stream of love and joy and peace and His wisdom through your life and flow continually, He will fill you up to that overflowing. And, you know, I've watched James through ever since God called him into ministry. I watched you, James, allow God to flow His love through you. We never go anywhere. If He, a restaurant, anywhere out, driving down the street of our neighborhood, if He sees someone out, He will stop and talk to them. And just a moment of showing them that He cares about them, that blesses me. I wish it came as natural to me as it does to you. But that's why we join together. God gives us different gifts. He gave James the gift of proclaiming His truth and His word through preaching, and now through reaching out to those that are hurting, through need of water and food right now. And He has different things for all of us to do. But if we work together, we can accomplish so much through His love. And I pray that you will join us through streaming His truth and His love, as James has shared with you.
You know, the Lord has shown me very clearly what it is He wants us to hear about the gospel of the kingdom that will be preached in every nation before Jesus comes. The gospel of the kingdom, that's His will, the Father's will, being done on His earth in this kingdom, not the next kingdom. There's no enemy there. There's no reason to wear an armor. There's nothing to walk over. There's nothing to conquer. There's nothing to overcome. So if we're going to fulfill the gospel of the kingdom, if we're going to do what God left the disciples here to do and left every one of us as a believer and as a Christian to do, we are to be witnesses here in this kingdom.
That's right.
And be witnesses of the gospel of His kingdom prevailing now in the midst of all the chaos, all the deception, all the distractions. That's what we're supposed to do. And we must do it. He's coming back for a church that looks like Him, His body that looks like Him. He's coming back for a family that looks like the Father. We have right now tremendous chaos and tension where you can't even have a healthy debate or a dialogue because there's actually a prevailing, Betty, it's a prevailing spirit of destruction. That's what it's here. As Christians, we know the spirit of destruction is the same as the spirit of deception. It's Satan. It's the enemy. It's the father of lies who destroys the essence of life, the powers and principalities in the realms of darkness and deception are prevailing in too much of the world. What we say today, when a good person tries to do something for all the right reasons, our opponents today are controlled by this spirit of destruction. They don't try to just out-debate or defeat a candidate or a person they disagree with. They literally, Betty, try to destroy them. Mm-hmm. And that's what even today they're calling out for it. An assassination, or get rid of, tear down the home, burn the home, tear up the cars, anything we disagree with, destroy it. The deceiver is a destroyer. Mm-hmm. He is the father of lies and the father of death and destruction. The same is true right now in this tragic disagreement, even in theological circles. We amputate people rather than doing surgery on them. God help us. For the Christian, we have to understand that we can enter into serious, heated debates and discussions. I've done it for years, not with the desire to prove a point, not at the expense of destroying that person we're disagreeing with, but in the Christian's life, we need the spirit of redemption. God, please help everybody watching to know there's a spirit of redemption. We can discern evil spirits when we're being controlled by the spirit of redemption. Even if we have great theological differences, a redemptive spirit helps the other person see more clearly, helps us see more clearly. Sometimes it takes time. That's what love is. It's persistent, it's patient, it's determined, it isn't unkind, cruel, or mean and hateful. There can be strong rebukes, but there's still such an important line between the spirit of redemption and the spirit of destruction. Surely you can see this. We desperately need the spirit of redemption in our country to redeem everything valuable, and restore everything important, and rebuild the walls of security and protection. God is not opposed to walls. Even the sea walls, the natural sea walls, are for protections that only a tsunami can overcome. The tsunami of deception and destruction and division is prevailing like a tsunami. Don't prejudge the people if you disagree with them. Don't pass harsh judgment on them. That harsh judgment comes back on us. Pray that God will help us all in these very serious times. I am, along with leaders that I know and love and care about and have spent a lot of time with, we're having very serious discussions concerning the important issues we face, life and death issues, freedom and bondage issues. You've got to be controlled by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of redemption. Betty, have we not seen that spirit of redemption prevail in the lives of many leaders that you've watched me bring into our studio? We have brought church leaders into our studio. I've gone all over the country for the last 15 to 20 years meeting with leaders who were taught that the other leader was not even a Christian, and then they would be angry at them. We watched them come together and begin to sit, and the presence of God began to change them until they actually not only had a deeper love for God, but had a love for the person that they disagreed with and that they were trying to help correct. And because of the spirit of redemption, they were able to lead them to see more clearly. Haven't you been amazed at what you've watched with leaders?
I really have, James. And it is a work beyond themselves. Just watch. We know what it is. It's God working. And He has work beyond what they could ever foreseen. And I think He's bringing them to the light and to the truth of His Word and His love. And they are seeing that the only way is to trust Him. And the only way is to follow Him. And the only way is to serve Him with our whole hearts and to know that God is in the business of redeeming.
I believe the great things that are happening, Betty, is answer to prayer. Mm-hmm. I believe it's because people have been caught up in the vision of God for kingdom impact, and they're praying for the power of the kingdom and the power of redemptive love, and transforming truth to impact every person on this planet.
Amen.
And I believe we're seeing it.
Amen.
I believe we're going to continue to see it. Listen, I think we're about to witness the greatest awakening in the history of the world. And billions will come to Christ before He comes. Betty, I've been telling everybody watching, if you're going to live the gospel of the kingdom, you are going to have to be obeying the commands of Jesus and the commission of Christ in this kingdom, because there's no enemy to overcome. There's nothing to conquer, and there's nothing to walk over. There is no enemy in the coming kingdom. It's now that we do His will and make a kingdom impact. Would you join us right now in feeding 350,000 children and their families, many of which will starve to death in the coming months, but we can feed them. We found them. The missionaries and their families are there, ready to give their lives for these children and their families. Would you help us feed them? 350,000. $30 feeds 3, 50, 5, 110. Dear God, $1,000 will feed 100 children for the next months. Please, ask God what you can do to help save lives, what you can do to help reach lives. We have some gifts to give to you to bless you in your life. I want you to watch our missionary partner and his daughter right now dealing with a situation that we're asking you to be the miracle answer to. Just watch this prayerfully, and thank you for your help.
Kira and I have just been talking to this mother, Nausicaa, and she's been explaining to us the trauma that is her life. Four of her children have died, she said. The three-year-old died in the last year. She said it starved to death because there just isn't any food. She goes into the bush and she collects what wild fruit she can find, and she brings that home to her children. But she said even now, she struggles to even find that. She said, I fear that my other children are going to die. She expressed that because there's no food. She said, I'm hopeless. I have no hope. At that moment, I looked into her eyes and I realized that I was looking at a mother who's done absolutely everything to save her children, but she can't. And that is why she's hopeless. But then she said, now that you have seen, now that you know my story, my hope is that you'll help. And that's our hope today.
Don't let her story be wasted. Don't let it become common. Let her story touch your hearts and give so that she may be one of the last ones who loses her children from malnutrition.
Powerful words shared with you from a young lady who's not yet a mother, and yet has heard too many stories over her life of mothers just like this. Please, make her one of the last that has to lose a child just because there isn't enough food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, James, I heard them say that they told her that her children would probably lose their lives. Can you imagine hearing a thing like that? Your children are going to lose their life because they don't have enough food? That's just unspeakable. It doesn't make sense to us. We have food on our tables every day. But this mother is crying out to be able to watch her children grow up, to be able to feed them anytime they're hungry. Please help us help these mothers that are crying out for help with their children. They have no one else to turn to. You be the one they turn to, please.
Boy, would you please, even if you had to give up a meal or two, to give some meals? Betty and I try to be as good a givers as it's possible to be. And we give to every program and outreach of life. From the moment we found the starving and the thirsty, we just started giving faithfully, regularly. And God did seem like He said, I will bless you when you do my will and my kingdom purpose is fulfilled through your life. I'm going to fulfill your dreams. I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do, Betty, for the rest of my life. I'm going to lose my life to see the Father's dream fulfilled. And that's where the gospel of the kingdom will be preached and demonstrated in every nation. And the gospel of the kingdom is what you're seeing those missionaries do, and what you're seeing the people who watch life and support those missionaries do. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That is the kingdom impact of God on this planet, in this time, in this kingdom, because the next kingdom, there's nothing to conquer, nothing to overcome. The enemy is gone where he belongs, but we can overcome him now. And I'm asking you, please, please help. Make the greatest gift you possibly can. If there's any way you can give $1,000, you can feed 100 kids for the next month. $30 will feed three, and 50 will feed five, and 100 will feed 10. Can you do that? What better place to put $100? Would you do it now? Go get your bank card, go online or call that number. Get your check, make it to life. But call us and tell us you're mailing it. We need to know. We've got 350,000 children, and the missionaries working with them, waiting to hear the food's on the way. You've provided it. Would you do that, please? And be praying for us and praying for the stream to become that river of life, taking yes. God's transforming truth to every nation on earth. The gospel of the kingdom, would you help? Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. We have some gifts for you. You simply ask, but thank you for giving life. Thank you so much.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Natural Remedies. This beautifully illustrated book explores ancient nutrition and the health benefits found in God's creation to help you live your best life. With your gift of $100 or more, please request your Health and Wellness Bundle. This 3-book set includes natural remedies as well as essential fasting, a simple eating strategy to accelerate weight loss, crush cravings, and reverse aging, and the probiotic diet that gives effective strategies to improve digestion, boost brain health, and supercharge your immune system. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children. And you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and for over 2 decades, my wife Nikki and I have been supporting the Ministries of Life. With any gift to Mission Feeding, you will transform the lives of 350,000 children in Africa by giving them nutritious food and a hope for the future. With your gift, you'll receive a powerful wellness bundle, which can bring the power of health and nutrition into your own home. Transform the lives of thousands and your own family. Do it today.
I'm here at a malnutrition clinic in Boma, South Sudan. You can see the mothers are here. They brought their children. They're here for one reason. Their children are sick. We're seeing symptoms of malnutrition in the skin, in the hair, and the bones protruding. the listlessness. We're seeing that right now. Their chances, like I said, are not good. There are other mothers in other villages, some several days walk from here, who can't make the journey to this malnutrition clinic in time. We need to move further. We need to continue the operations that are going. We need to move further into places where children are dying. You can give them a chance. You do it by partnering with us today. You do it by going online, going to the phone, making the best gift you can towards mission feeding, and saying, you know what? I care. I want to give that child a better chance. Will you do it today?
I've often wondered what would happen if every person watching would just give something. God, I'd like to see that miracle. Well, you could be the miracle of one, part of that group. Would you do it? Please make the best gift you can, because you're actually giving the greatest gift. You're giving the gift of life. Life now, and the missionaries present in Christ life eternal. Thank you so much.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphaned, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now. Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news with the Life Today social media experience.
During my battle with Crohn's disease, I took 30 different products, not capsules a day, bottles. None of them worked.
The one element that changed Jordan Rubin's life tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.